The main course is about to be served. So let us put our hands together, open our hearts for our very own Reverend Allison O.J. Amen. Bless you, bless you, bless you.
Praise God. Praise God. Good afternoon to each and every one of you. I greet you in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Praise God. And I always count it a privilege and an honor to stand before you whenever I get the opportunity to stand before you to say, thus said the Lord. Praise God. God has been good. God has been faithful. Praise God. And I give praise and honor to God. He is the head of my life. In him I move and breathe and have my being. Praise God. I am nothing without him. In him I'm everything. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. This evening, this afternoon, I want you to just stand with me just for a moment and turn with me in your Bibles to the book of 2 Kings chapter 4. 2 Kings chapter 4. Praise God. Praise God. Can we stand? Can we all stand as we honor the reading of God's word today? Praise God. If you have found it, can you say amen? It's not on the board, so I guess you have to go the old-fashioned way. Oh, it's on the board. You know, walking with your Bibles now, it's a forgotten art. Praise God. Like I say, everybody has their phone, their tablets, their eye this and eye that, and every eye you can think about. Praise God. But sometimes it's good to go the old-fashioned route with a good old word of God. Praise God. Basic instructions before leaving earth. That's it right here. Praise God. Praise God. 2 Kings chapter 4. We're going to read from verse 8. Praise God. Now it happened one day that Elisha went to Shunem, where there was a notable woman, and she persuaded him to eat some food. So it was, as often as he passed by, he would turn in there to eat some food. And she said to her husband, "Look now, I know that this is a holy man of God who passes by us regularly. Please let us make a small upper room on the wall and let us put a bed for him there and a table and a chair and a lampstand so it will be whenever he comes to us, he can turn in there." And it happened one day that when he came there and he turned into the upper room and laid down there, then he said to Gehazi, his servant, "Call this Shunammite woman." When he had called her, she stood before him. And he said to him, "Say now to her, 'Look, you have been concerned for us with all this care. What can I do for you? Do you want me to speak on your behalf to the king or to the commander of the army?'" And she answered, "I dwell among my own people." So he said, "What then is it to be done for her?" And Gehazi answered, "Actually, she has no son, and her husband is old." So he said, "Call her." When he had called her, she stood in the doorway. Then he said, "About this time next year, you shall embrace a son." And she said, "No, my lord, man of God, do not lie to your maidservant." But the woman conceived and bore a son when the appointed time had come, of which Elisha had told her. And the child grew. Now it happened one day that he went out to his father to the reapers. And he said to his father, "My head, my head." So he said to his servant, "Carry him to his mother." When he had taken him and brought him to his mother, he sat on her knees till noon and then died. And she went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God, shut the door upon him, and went out. Then she called her husband and said, "Please send me one of the young men and one of the donkeys that I may run to the man of God and come back." So he said, "Why are you going to him today? It is neither the new moon nor the Sabbath." And she said, "It is well." Or your version might say, "It shall be well." Praise God. And my topic today is, "It shall be well." Bow your heads with me as we Praise God. Look to God today in prayer. Eternal and everlasting Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise today. We honor you and we bless your name. You are worthy and you're holy today, God. Lord, we thank you because we know, God, that your word is already blessed. And God, I pray, oh God, right now that you're going to bless it to our hearts, oh God. Give us, oh God, open hearts, oh God. Open minds and receptive hearts to receive your word today, oh God. Lord, I lift myself before you right now. Oh God, I pray for a special anointing right at this moment, oh God, to speak your word, oh God. Oh God, I pray, oh God, you're going to touch my lips, oh God. So when I speak as your oracle today in the name of Jesus. Oh God, Lord, and I know, God, that your word would not return void today. It will accomplish that which it set out to do today. Lord, it will touch hearts, it will touch lives today in the name of Jesus. Someone today would hear your word. Someone, oh God, needs to hear this today. It shall be well in the name of Jesus. Oh God, cover us under your blood today. Lord, I give you thanks and I give I give you praise for what you're going to do in this place today, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we give you praise, we give you praise in Jesus' name with thanksgiving. Amen and amen. You may be seated. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. It shall be well. Praise God, praise God, praise God. I don't know what it is, but it shall be well. Praise God, praise God. Robin Roberts, the anchor from Channel 7, ABC New York, she wrote a book, and she said, everybody, the name of the book is Everybody Has Something. Praise God, praise God. So it doesn't matter what you have today, it shall be well. Praise God, I'm here to tell you it shall be well. Praise God. There's a story that is told of a famous song that we love so well. The author of that song, the person who wrote the song, his wife and his daughter, they set out on a journey one day from England. I think it was to cross the Atlantic. They were going over to Europe. And while out at sea, the ship encountered probably a storm, and the ship broke apart, and everyone was lost on the ship. When the news came to him that he had lost his family, he penned that very, very famous song, When Peace Like a River Attendeth My Way. When sorrows like sweet billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. Praise God. So even in the midst of his adversity, he was able to find peace in God. He was able to say, it is well with his soul. Praise God, praise God. Sometimes life just does not seem very fair, but God is still in control. And, you know, in the midst of the storm, you can find peace. In the midst of what is happening around you, if you're anchored in God, if you're settled in God, hallelujah. If you're sure-footed, your feet are planted in God, hallelujah. You can find peace in the midst of the storm, hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, in fact, the Bible, it warns us in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 12, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. The word didn't say we might or maybe. We shall suffer persecution. You see, in God, in his wisdom, he has foreseen from eternity the cross that you now bear. Praise God. I'm going to say that again in case you missed it. Praise God. Whatever you're going through right now in your life, consider it a cross. And God, in his wisdom, his infinite wisdom, he has foreseen that cross that you now bear. He has considered this cross with his knowing eyes. He has understood it with his divine mind. He has tested it with his justice. He has warmed it with his loving arms, and he has weighed it
with his own hands so to see that it not be one inch too large and not 1 ounce too heavy for you. Praise God. Praise God. So whatever you're going through, you can take it. You can take it. Hallelujah. God has already figured it out. He has already worked it out. Hallelujah. Praise God. It will not weigh you down. Hallelujah. It will not bury you. You will not go under. Hallelujah. Oftentimes we feel that way. Hallelujah. Because of the circumstances, because of the situations that we face, we feel that we're going under, but we are not going under. God knows. Hallelujah. One songwriter said, Jesus knows all about my troubles. He will guide till the day is done. Hallelujah. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. Hallelujah. Whatever you are going through right now, God knows that you can handle it. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 13 says, there hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, sometimes when we're going through, we have to learn to say, but God. Hallelujah. But God is faithful. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter. Everything might be dropping out around us. The floor might be dropping out. The ceiling might be falling around us. But God, who is faithful, hallelujah, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, hallelujah, but will with the temptation also make a way of it to escape, that he may be able to bear it. Hallelujah. So God has already formed and fashioned that cross for you. He knows that you can take it. He knows that you can bear it. And he has already made the way out. Hallelujah. So there's no use in us worrying about it and getting sick and getting stressed out about our situation. Hallelujah. Take it to God and leave it there. Hallelujah. Take it to God and just leave it there. But God, who is faithful, hallelujah, hallelujah, he will not suffer you to be tempted above all. I see, I always say this, God has a beginning time and an ending time for everything. Hallelujah. Glory to God. To us, it might seem like years. Years and years and years we're going through, but God knows when the end is near. Hallelujah. The children of Israel, when they were going into captivity in Babylon, he told them it was for 70 years. Hallelujah. So there is a beginning time and there is an ending time. Don't think that your suffering and the things you're going through would be forever. Hallelujah. I love Sister Lipscomb's testimony this morning. 3 years ago, she was diagnosed with cancer. Praise God. But God had a beginning time and he had an ending time. Hallelujah. She's at the end. She can stand today 3 years later and say, and now I am cancer free at this moment. She went through, and I'm pretty sure it was not easy. Hallelujah. The suffering is not always easy, but God, who is faithful, hallelujah, we can rest upon him. Hallelujah. We can lean on but God, who is faithful. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So no matter what it is, whatever we have this morning, God is able. Hallelujah. And it doesn't matter how long you think you're going through, God is able. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Here we have the account of the Shunammite woman. Hallelujah. She doesn't even have a name. She's just referred to as a Shunammite woman because she lived in Shunem. Hallelujah. But because the account is wordy, it's in the Bible. Hallelujah. And it's there for us as a lesson to us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And she, it says she was a notable person, right? So in my mind, notable means important. Hallelujah. Maybe she was an upstanding person in the community. Hallelujah. And the man of God, whenever he came by, she would offer him food. Hallelujah. Praise God. But then one day she said to her husband, because she perceived, hallelujah, that he was more than just an ordinary person. Hallelujah. And she said, you know what? Let's make a little place, a little bed. So when he comes by, he has a place to lay his head. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so she did that. You know, and whenever he came by, he would not only have food, but he would have a place to lay his head. Hallelujah. And you know what? The man of God decided that he wanted to repay her kindness. So he called his servant, and he asked his servant, you know, what can they do for her? Hallelujah. Praise God. When they call her, you see, she was such a contented woman. Hallelujah. Because in verse 13, she answered, you know, when he asked her, what can we do for you? Should we go to the king on your behalf? Should we go to the commander of the army and speak on your behalf? She said, no, I dwell among my own people. So she was contented with her state. Praise God. And as Christians, we ought to learn contentment. Hallelujah. It's an issue we have as Christians. We're never satisfied. We always want more. And the more that we want is not more of God. Hallelujah. We want more of what the world has to offer. Hallelujah. We want more of the material things. So we would do whatever it takes. And we would kill ourselves physically trying to get more and more and more of what this world has to afford. Hallelujah. But maybe it should be the reverse. Hallelujah. Let's, you know, strive after the things of God. Hallelujah. Try to get more of God. Hallelujah. Because I realize in my life, the more of God that I have, the more victorious I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, the more of God I have, when the enemy comes against me, God promised he would lift up a standard. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then, I can have my victory. I don't have to worry because I can just apply the word and say, no weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. And every tongue that rises in judgment shall be condemned. So it doesn't matter what weapon the devil pulls off out of his arsenal. Hallelujah. Because I'm hidden in God and I crave more of God, then he can't touch me. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so she said she was happy to dwell among her own people. So he asked his servant, you know, what should we do for her? And his servant told him that she has no children. You know, in those days, sons were cherished. Hallelujah. So she didn't have a son, and her husband was very old. So if her husband died, there was nobody to take care of her. And so he said, call her. And when she came, he said to her, about this time next year, you shall embrace a son. See, God has given us a lot of promises. Hallelujah. But we are yet to realize the promises of God, because sometimes it's doubt and unbelief that hinders us from walking in the promises of God. Hallelujah. We need to stand. When God says so, it's so. Hallelujah. You got to trust God. You got to have mad faith in God that if he says so, so it is. It will be done. Hallelujah. And he told her that in about a year's time, she would have a son. She, you know, she was a little hesitant at first because she said to him, you know, don't man of God, do not lie to your maid servant. Hallelujah. Because she thought he was toying with her, because, you know, a son would be really, really great for her. But, you know, it so happened that just as the prophet had predicted, she got pregnant and she had the son. Hallelujah. And that child, the account continues that the child grew up and he went out to his father one day. Hallelujah. And then while he was out in the field in the hot sun with his father, he started complaining about his head. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And when his father had taken him and brought him to his mother, she sat him on his knees, and that son died. Could you imagine? Hallelujah. Could you imagine, hallelujah, what she was going through at that point in time? She had no children. She didn't even ask him. And he told her that she would have a son. She had the son. And here it is, the son, he just died. She probably felt so dejected. And that's how we feel sometimes when things just fall through. When it doesn't happen as we expect it to, we feel dejected. We feel, you know, rejected. We feel depressed. We feel discouraged. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But, hallelujah, I love her reaction. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. She went up. What did she do? She took the child, the dead child, and she went up and she laid him on the bed of the man of God, shut the door upon him, and went out. See, there's something there again. Sometimes we have to shut out some things in our lives. If we want God to move, hallelujah, if we want to see the power of God in our lives, there are things we have to shut out. Hallelujah. There are things in our lives that we need to close the door on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see, when we have the door open, the enemy comes in and he throws all kind of everything at us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So just as this woman, she shut the door, we need to shut some things in our lives. Shut the door on some things in our lives. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God well wants to move. Hallelujah. You're probably just a prayer away from your miracle, but God is saying the things in your life, you need to drop them. Hallelujah. There's some things that you have the door open to. Close those doors. Close those doors. Close those doors so I can move in your life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. And when she had done this, when she had shut the door and she went out, she called her husband and she said, please send me a young man and one of the donkeys that I may run to the man of God and come back. Hallelujah. And he said to her husband, he said to her, why are you going to him today? It is neither the new moon nor the Sabbath. But she said to him, it shall be well. Hallelujah. It is well. Hallelujah. So she had that faith. She had that belief. Hallelujah. That it will be well. She knew that even if the child was dead. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If she went to the man of God, just as God gave her that child, God can raise him again from the dead. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so she said to him, hallelujah. When he said to her, where are you going? It's neither the Sabbath nor the new moon. And she said, it shall be well. She saddled a donkey and she said to her servant, drive and go forward. Do not slacken the pace for me unless I tell you. Hallelujah. And see, let's stop right there again. Hallelujah. And note what she did. Oftentimes when we have situations, what do? We slacken our riding in God. Hallelujah. Instead of running towards God as she did, running towards the man of God. And she said, slack not your riding. Look neither to the left nor to the right. What we do when we have situations, we start looking to the left. We start looking to the right. Hallelujah. We start looking around at everything else. Hallelujah. Instead of coming into the house of God, we sit home. Hallelujah. Hoping that the situation will get better. And what is happening? It's just getting worse. Hallelujah. When you have your situations, run to the house of God. Run to the man of God. Run to the woman of God. Slack not your riding. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. But keep your eyes on God. But God who is faithful. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Keep your eyes on God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You don't need to discuss it with anybody. Discuss it with God. Hallelujah. Whatever the situation is. Whatever it is, don't talk it over with anybody. Talk it over with God. Hallelujah. Seek his face. Seek him. But God who is faithful, he will not suffer you beyond that which you can bear. And so that's what she did. She got on that donkey, hallelujah, and she went to the man of God, hallelujah. And we know the end of the story. He saw her coming from afar off, hallelujah. He sent his servant, and even then, in verse 26, hallelujah, when Gehazi came to meet her, and he said to her, is it well with you? She says, it is well. He says, is it well with you? Is it well with your husband? Is it well with your child? And she answered, it is well. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When will we get in that place? Hallelujah. When despite the situation, despite what is happening in our lives, we will learn to say, it is well. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have learned to smile at every storm. Hallelujah. You would never know when I'm going through. Hallelujah. Because it's between me and God. Hallelujah. When I'm in my closet, I cry to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because I know God will work it out for me. But when he asks me how I'm doing, I'm blessed and highly favored, because I trust God that even if it's not good today, it will be better tomorrow. Hallelujah. Because I know my God who is faithful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The word of God says, faithful is he who promised, who also will do it. Hallelujah. So I know my God is faithful, and I know it doesn't matter what it is. Hallelujah. God will work it out for me. Hallelujah. 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 There are situations. Hallelujah. It's been years, but I know God is working it out. Hallelujah. I'm not worried about it. Hallelujah. I'm not worried. Hallelujah. This is why God is up there and I'm down here. He's above my situation. He's above my circumstances. So I don't need to worry about it. All I need to do is trust God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, it hurts. Yes, it hurts. And I'm telling you, coming from a personal place, hallelujah, I know when you're waiting on God and trusting God, it hurts so many times. Hallelujah. Because if you hear my personal testimony and my odyssey in this country for 22 years, hallelujah. But God, who is faithful, hallelujah, one day through all of the trials and through all of it, I just kept my faith in God. I just kept holding on to God. The more stuff happened, the more I held on to God. And there came a day, hey, hallelujah, glory to God, there came a day of deliverance. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I thank God. I thank God. I thank God, because I know he is a deliverer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when I praise God, as the psalmist said this morning in the 34th Psalm, hallelujah, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of and be glad. He said, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, hallelujah, and he heard me, and he delivered me from all my fears. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There's a beginning time and an end time. Your journey might not be for so many years, but how many years it is, God knows. Hallelujah. And there is a day when that door will be open. Hallelujah. And you'll be able to walk right through. Hallelujah. God is a good God. He's not slack concerning his promises. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. It is the will of God to give each and every one of us great victory in our lives. Hallelujah. However, there are times when those victories can only come after a season of difficulties. Hallelujah. If we never had a problem, how will we know? that God can solve them. Hallelujah. If we're always, hallelujah, it's wine and roses every day, we wouldn't know what it is to walk through the thorns. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How do you cope when victory seems long in coming? Hallelujah. How do you stay, hallelujah, secure in faith during the waiting period? Hallelujah. And we know how difficult it is to wait on God. Hallelujah. Because when we talk to God, we want God to move right now. Hallelujah. But God is not like man. Hallelujah. And time, the time that we live in, hallelujah, we live in hours and days and weeks and months. That's not God's time frame. God's time frame is eternity. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And God will move when God wants to move, because his will is sovereign. Hallelujah. And yesterday I said to the ladies here, well, hallelujah, he may not come when we want him to, but he surely comes on time. He comes in the right time. Sorry. He comes in the nick of time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is important to remember that in reality, our starting point is victory. Hallelujah. Sometimes we lose sight of that, that our starting point in the trouble is victory. Hallelujah. Christ went to the cross for us already. Hallelujah. Victory was already won at Calvary. So the starting point in our situation, in our trouble, it is victory. So even if you're sick in body, what did Isaiah say? He said he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace is upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. Hallelujah. So we already, we have started the sickness at a place of victory. Hallelujah. We don't see it. We don't know it. Hallelujah. So I'm telling you today, you start at a place of victory. Hallelujah. Yet while we know that, it is still true that trials would come our way. Hallelujah. Even though we're starting at a point of victory, he knew that trials would come. This is why he went to the cross and died for us. Hallelujah. That's why he took so many stripes for us on his back for us. Hallelujah. One man said, you can be sure of death and taxes, but the fact is, you can be certain that trouble and trials will come too. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Job said, man who is born of a woman is of a few days and full of trouble. Job 14 and verse 1. It rains on the just and the unjust. But the Bible tells us, now the just shall live by faith, but God who is faithful. But if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. Hebrews 10 and verse 38. Hallelujah. The just shall live by faith. Hallelujah. So this is a faith walk. When we walk in, we know that we're coming from a point of victory. So even if, when the trials come, hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to still continue to walk by faith, because we already believe and know that our victory has already been won at Calvary. Hallelujah, hallelujah. One songwriter says, faith in God can move a mighty mountain. Faith can calm the troubled sea. Faith can make the desert like a fountain. Faith can bring the victory. Have faith in God. Have faith in God for the answer. Have faith in God. Hallelujah. Success or failure during the time of trial depends on our reactions to the trials we go through. Let me say that again. Hallelujah. Success or failure during the time of trial depends on our reactions to the trials we go through. I don't believe my life hinges on the circumstances I face, but how I respond to them. Hallelujah. It's not the circumstances, hallelujah, that determines, hallelujah, how my life goes, but it's how I respond to them. I can choose to respond in a carnal, fleshly manner. I can choose to worry and stress myself out, get sick, and go to the emergency room 10 times in 1 week. Or I can choose to trust God, to believe God, to lay it at his feet and say, God, You take it. This is yours. You handle it. You work it out. And God, however you choose to work it out, however you choose to handle it, not my will, let your will be done. Because that's another problem we have. When we take it to God, we want to tell God how we want it done. Hallelujah. We need to be open to the will of God and say, God, however you want to do it, hallelujah, I'm going to be like Moses and the Egyptian. I'm going to stand still and see the salvation of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we ought to have the Christian response, but God. Hallelujah. But God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. While waiting on our victory, on our answers, there are three things I want us to note. Number one, we ought to radiate God's presence. Hallelujah. Doesn't matter what we're going through. Don't come in looking sour and all drawn down and beat up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And being a disgrace to my God. Hallelujah. We serve a God who is great and who's mighty. A God, a big God, an awesome God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So even if you're going through, hallelujah, radiate the presence of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When people see you, they have to wonder. Hallelujah. But isn't Sister Ojo going through some things? Hallelujah. Look at her still rejoicing, still praising God, still jumping in the presence of God. Hallelujah. For some of us, the opposite is true. When we're going through, we come to church, we can't even open our mouths to worship. We can't even lift our hands in worship. Hallelujah. Because we allow the problems to weigh us down. Hallelujah. So we come in and we're like, praise God, praise God, hallelujah. But last time I remember, God inhabits the praises of his people. When the praises go up, the blessings will come down. Hallelujah. And what did the psalmist say? I will bless the Lord at all times. Hallelujah. Oftentimes we can only bless God in the good times, when things are happening for us, when we're on the mountain. Well, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We come in and we're shouting. Hallelujah. But when we're down in the valley and things are happening and we're not, you know, we're in sometimes afflictions valley, or sometimes it's in our homes, whatever the turmoils and the storms are, we can't even say praise the Lord. Our lips are so silent. Hallelujah. But I will bless the Lord at all times. Hallelujah. In the good times, in the bad times, in the sad times, in the happy times. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the up times, in the down times. It doesn't matter. In the times of plenty, in the times of famine. Hallelujah. Even if I have a job, I will praise him. If I don't have a job, if I lose the job tomorrow, well, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Because I know you probably have a better one waiting for me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We ought to start radiating the presence of God. Hallelujah. Hebrews 13 verses 5 and 6 says, let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Hallelujah. If we have the promise of God that even while we're going through, God is with us, we don't have to worry. We can radiate the presence of God always. The immutable and unchangeable God has made a solid proclamation. I will never leave you. So you are enabled to say, I am not afraid, regardless of my situation. Hallelujah. The news can be dire as what? I am not afraid because I trust in the Lord, but God, who is faithful. Hallelujah. You can radiate his presence by drawing closer to him. Hallelujah. The word said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good work and glorify the Father in heaven. And when his presence is radiating, others would see God in you. The second thing to remember while you're waiting on your victory is to remember his promises. Hallelujah. God's word is full of promises that relate to our problems in life. If Satan can cause you to forget these promises, he'll claim victory over you. Hallelujah. Isaiah 43 and verse 2 says, when you pass through the waters, hallelujah, I will be with you, and through the rivers they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flames scorch you. Hallelujah. That's one of the promises of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A promise is only as good as the promiser. Hallelujah. Let me say that again. A promise is only as good as the promiser. Hallelujah. Sister Joan can promise me something she doesn't have to give me. Because she can promise me today and tomorrow. She says, you know what? I'm not going to give it to Sister Ojo. Praise God. I can't hold her and beat her up and get it. Hallelujah. But when God makes a promise, thank you, Jesus. But God, who is faithful, when he makes a promise, we can stand on the promises of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is not an Indian giver. He does not take it back. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When he gives that promise is forever and forever. 2 Peter 1:4, by which have been given to us exceeding great and precious promises. Hallelujah. There's a promise for your problem. Hallelujah. For every problem that you have, God has a promise in the Bible. Hallelujah. There's nothing that you're going through that God doesn't have a word or a promise for you in the Bible. That's why Solomon, in all his wisdom, when he looked at life up and down and sideways, with all his riches and everything, he was able to conclude, hallelujah, what is? He said, there's nothing new under the sun. What is now, was, and it will be. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So there is a promise for every problem that you might have. If your problem is finances, hallelujah, you ought to take this down. If your problem is finances, maybe the lack of it. Hallelujah. Not enough of it. I don't know what the problem is. Philippians 4 and verse 19 says, and my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. He didn't say some of your need, no. He didn't say he would pay this month's rent and next month you're struggling again. He says he will supply all your need according to his riches in glory. Hallelujah. If sickness, hallelujah, is your problem today, God has a promise for you. Exodus 15 and verse 26 says, for I am the Lord who healeth thee. Hallelujah. If confusion in your mind is your problem today, God has a promise for that. Proverbs 3 and verse 6. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Hallelujah. There will be no confusion in the mind because God will direct you. He will tell you what to do and where to go and who to talk to. Hallelujah. If fear is your problem, he has something for fear too. He has a promise for fear. Psalms 91 and verse 1 says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Hallelujah. Maybe depression. Depression is your problem today. Hallelujah. Praise God. If depression is your problem, you know, sometimes the situations, they weigh us down and we get all depressed and discouraged. Oh, he has something for us too. Psalms 121 verse 1 says, I will lift up mine eyes to the hills. From whence cometh my help? From whence comes my help? Hallelujah. Loneliness is your problem? Hallelujah. I have one for you today. I have a promise. Matthew 28 and verse 20. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. You don't have to be lonely. Hallelujah. You can be alone, but not lonely. Hallelujah. If sin is your problem, I have a promise for you today. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We ought to accept the promises of God. If we do, we too shall overcome. See, we have not yet learned to fully embrace and accept the promises of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Hebrews, they were in slavery, but God released them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Joseph was in the dungeon, but God delivered him. Hallelujah. David was overwhelmed by the guilt of his sin, but God forgave him. Jonah was in the belly of the whale or the belly of the fish, but God retrieved him. With God, all things are possible. Hallelujah. That's the kind of God that we serve. We can stand on his promises. And the third thing I want you to do while you're waiting and understand, rely on the power of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Isaiah 40 and verse 29 says, he gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Man's finite ability cannot cope with today's problems, but God is infinite power will always meet the need, because he's an all-powerful God. Hallelujah. He's an all-knowing God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he's an ever-present God. Hallelujah. So he will always meet the need. 1 Peter 5:10 says, but may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, may he perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. Hallelujah. Peter says there are four things you can count on from God through your trials. Hallelujah. That God will perfect you, meaning he's going to make all the necessary adjustments. Hallelujah. And he's going to put everything in order. Hallelujah. He promised to establish you. And establish means to make you strong. Hallelujah. He promised to strengthen. And when he says strengthen, bind together. Hallelujah. Like when you put, if you have one stick, if you just hold it, you can break it in two. But if you start binding more and more together in a big bunch, you can't bend it and break it. And this is what strengthen here means, to bind together so that there's no wavering and there's no falling apart. And he promised to settle you, hallelujah, so that you'd be grounded. You'd have a good foundation, hallelujah. Ultimate victory is gained as our trust in God increases and his work of perfection is accomplished in us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. While you're waiting for victory, remember the three things that I just said. Remember to radiate his presence. Remember his promises. Hallelujah. And remember to rely on his power. Hallelujah. But God, who is faithful, hallelujah, he will see you through. He will hear and answer. We read in Psalms 34, hallelujah, the poor man cried and God heard him and delivered him. And later down, another verse says, the righteous cried and God delivered him out of all his troubles. Hallelujah. So whatever you're going through today, God can deliver you. God can bring you out. God can bring you through. Hallelujah. Bow your heads with me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Can I get track two of that song that I asked? Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. One songwriter says, oh, save to the rock that is higher than I. My soul in its conflict and sorrows with God. So sinful, so weary.
Somebody lift your hands.
Thine would I be. Thou blessed
rock of ages. As we celebrate the greatness of our God.
I'm hiding indeed. Today my feet are hiding in that rock of ages.
He's great in
and he's greatly to be praised.
But when I think of Jesus and all he's done for me, then I cry, oh Rock of Ages, hide thou me. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Keep me in the valley.
Hallelujah.
Hide me from the rain.
Hallelujah.
Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken.
Gives
strength where I've been weak. Forever he will reign. Come on, say, my God is awesome.
Yes, there's a time limit.
He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Strength where I've been
lost.
Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say,
my God is awesome.
Come on, if you know he's awesome, say it.
Awesome.
Come on and lift your voice. Of the whole world. Giver of salvation. By his stripes, I'm healed. My God is awesome. Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify. You know he's awesome. Say it. Father, celebrate.